You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcombe, and in this episode, we're doing a Hebrew vocabulary focus. That means we're focused on Hebrew vocabulary, growing our Hebrew vocabulary. And for our Hebrew binyan today, we have Yerash. And this means possessed. This is Yod Resh Shin, Yerash. And we're going to just pull up stepbible.org real quick and have a look and see what we can find on Yerash. Has the idea of possession or inheritance. So we have stepbible.org open. I'm going to set my keyboard to Hebrew. I'm going to hit the search button and then type in Yerash. There we go. Yerash. And you see that we get three entries to pop up. Yerash, to possess. Yerushah is related. Possession and Yerushah. Possession is also related. So let's click Yerash. The first occurrence we get of this looks like Genesis 15:3, where we have Yoresh. Again, this means to possess or to inherit. Interestingly, it can mean to dispossess or take possession. So that's like opposing meanings, to possess or dispossess, to seize. But I guess when you dispossess, you're taking possession of someone's thing. So this is like occupy, conquer, and take over. To impoverish, even. To seize, to be an heir. To come to poverty. To be poor. So I guess if everything gets possessed, you become poor. But if you're possessing everything, it wouldn't seem like you're poor. So that's interesting. Just the how this word can seem to have opposite meanings in a sense. So Yoresh we have in Genesis 15:3, and in 15:4 we have Lo Yirashka. Lo Yirashka. And also in that verse we have Yirashka again. In Genesis 15:7 we have Lerishta. So lots of different forms here. And then later on in Genesis 15:8 we have I like doing the Aleph, pronouncing the Aleph. A lot of people ignore it. So they'll say something like Irashna, Irashna. I would say something like Irashna. So, you know, whatever. Yirash, we get that later in Genesis 22:17. We have Vayirash. And later in 24:60, we have Vayirash again. 28:4, we have Lerishtaka. And 45:11, this is an interesting form. We have Tivaresh. Yeah, that's interesting. And later in Exodus 15:9, Torishmo. And 34:24, Elrish. So lots of different forms on this. And you need to get a good handle on the Yerash root with that Yod at the front. It's definitely making it like have a weak sense, and so it's gonna morph a lot. So Yerash, to possess. The only thing I can think of right off the top of my head is like a rash. So your rash, what is that? Your rash, like you have a rash on you, and you're possessing a rash. Maybe you've touched poison ivy and you've inherited a rash. Your rash. So that's a stupid mnemonic device, a silly mnemonic device you can hold on to if you want. If you got a better one, use it for yourself. If you don't, take it or leave it. Yeah, Yerash means to possess, to inherit. All right, my friends, I'm going to stop there and say I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.